Hello. Welcome back to another episode. This week, I want to talk about how to get through stuff that you need to do that you don't want to do. And that can be kind of difficult. And so I'm just going to share some tips, some tricks, some things that I have done to try to get myself to enjoy those tasks, whether it's a work assignment, a class, maybe a project, whatever it may be, and how to get yourself to actually kind of find joy in it. So let's dive in. So you may be sitting there wondering, I wonder how Emily thought of this. Well, let me tell you about something that does not bring me joy at all, but I am very much trying to find joy in it, and that is my video productions class. So if you know me at all, you know that I really like being creative, but not in a video or photography type of way. I think that is a very special gift that a lot of cool people have, and it's just not something that I have, and I don't have any interest in getting that skill and keeping it up. And so for one of my required courses, I need to take a video production class, and this is a class for video production majors too, and so I'm in it with a lot of people who it's their passion. And so that alone is kind of like, eek, stress, I don't find joy in this, but the person sitting across from me really does and is very interested and asks a lot of questions about things that I don't even know what they're talking about. And so this is also, keep in mind, a 3-hour once a week night class, and it's at night, and so my brain is already dead at that point in the day. And so one thing that I've done to help myself is to pack a snack. And I know that that's silly, but I think it's just the mentality of getting yourself through something through little rewards, whether that's a little snack, maybe it's, I don't know, a little brain break, maybe you can listen to music during a task that you don't like doing. But for me, snack is something that I know, like, an hour and a half into the class, I get to eat this special thing, and it's usually like some sort of like chocolate involved, whether it's like a chocolate covered, like, I don't know, strawberry, which I usually don't have those, but maybe I should this week, 'cause that sounds really good. But something like that, where it's like a special treat that you only have during the time that you do. And I know that that's like so silly, but it's something that's super helpful for me, because I know, oh, I really like whatever the treat may be. Maybe it's a Laffy Taffy, like something just like kind of obscure, but your brain allows you to connect it with that class, and then you look forward to the class because, man, you get a Laffy Taffy, you know what I mean? And so that's like one very weird thing that I do. But something else that I try to do, and not just my video production class, but any situation that I'm in where I just am having a hard time getting through it, is I try to figure out why people find joy in the task or whatever it may be. So back to the video example, sometimes I'll sit in class, and when somebody asks a really annoying question for like the 12th time, instead of just being annoyed, which is still definitely my first reaction, I think, man, if I was interested in video, I would probably ask that too. I wonder what about that topic is of interest to them. Maybe we're talking about sound levels, and somebody asks, well, how do you make a sound level of a dog way louder than everything else? And like, it's kind of like a weird, obscure question, but instead of getting annoyed fully, I ask myself to kind of, I challenge myself to ask, I wonder why they're so interested in the levels of dog noise. And then maybe I think to myself, like, oh, well, maybe they want to film something for a animal shelter. And then maybe I can ask them, hey, I noticed that you're very interested in sound and working with animals. Like, is that a passion of yours? And so for me, reframing my thoughts of being annoyed that we're asking questions and the class is over and we all still have to sit there because little Tommy in the back will not shut up about his questions, I ask myself, I wonder what brings Tommy joy with what he's asking. I wonder why he's so interested. And that's definitely something that has helped me, because I know that there are times in my classes where maybe we're going over something that's super interesting to me, and I just want to learn more. I want to ask questions. I want to know just deeper into what the topic is than maybe what the professor is going through. And so maybe you're at work and you're working with a client, and maybe a coworker of yours is on a call with you, and you're just like annoyed that they keep asking them this question, but maybe they're trying to help figure something out, and by figuring that out, they feel like they can better help the client. And so, I don't know, maybe that's not a real situation. I don't really work with clients right now, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't. And I think that no matter what the thing is just how do you frame your thoughts, I guess. And so it's important to reframe your thoughts into one of maybe figuring out why someone is wondering something, or why somebody is so curious about something, even if it makes you completely and utterly annoyed. And I don't know, that's something that I've been trying out this semester specifically, and it's helped me a lot. Kind of along that lines, but another thing that I've really started to do, especially as I've been put into like working with people who are passionate about something that I may not be, is just getting to know them as a person removed from the thing that we are sharing, like that we have in common. So maybe it's we're working on this video, this film or whatever, and we're all in this class together, but who are these people? Like, what are they about? Like, what are their favorite, like, types of, I don't know, whatever, you know what I mean? Just like figuring out like those, like how, you don't have to be like best friends with them, but like figuring out like what they like, what they don't like their experience growing up, whether it's like they went to public school, they went to private school, whatever it may be, and just trying to figure out who they are as a person, kind of removed from the situation you're in. And that helps me a lot, especially if it is something that's not necessarily something I enjoy doing. Maybe we're all editing a video together, and that gives me an opportunity to actually get to know the people in my group, rather than we're all just sitting there quietly suffering. Well, at least maybe I am, but my group members like it. And so that's something that I've really liked. It's just coming back to the root of, man, we're all people who are taking this class, but like, who are these people for real? And so getting to know people has been super helpful with just getting through kind of situations that maybe are not favorable. And it can even be like the silliest thing, like, oh, you're going dress shopping this weekend, that's so fun, like, what for, do you like bright colored dresses, like whatever it may be, just something like super simple, but like just to have that human interaction. I feel like oftentimes it's so easy to just kind of go into the routine of, okay, let's just get this over with, like, and you don't even try to get to know people, even if you're stuck working with them for quite a while. And I should preface with saying that I have enjoyed my time working in the group projects for my video class, and I'm super, super grateful that I was put with people who that is their passion, because that definitely helps me get more excited about our work that we produce, because they're excited about it, which, if excitement can be contagious. And so as long as you don't have a negative attitude about things, I think that usually you can get through any situation with that as well. I think lastly, something I want to talk about is just, how do you find joy and satisfaction out of what you're doing? I think that question, if you ask yourself, like, how can I do something that I don't like, but make it something that's satisfying and something that you're proud of, whether it is just going to that meeting that you dread going to because maybe you're working with a coworker or client who's very difficult and demanding, but how can you kind of, again, just reframe your thoughts to maybe a more positive, like, what can you get out of this? How can you make sure that you stay positive? And just how can you satisfy the needs of others? I think that it can be really difficult when we are put in those situations where we need to work with difficult people. It is something that everybody deals with, and maybe you've been the difficult person for somebody, like, you never know. And so just being able to find a way where you can come to an even ground and starting point and just think of how can you make something satisfying for you, something for them that's satisfying, and how can you just come together to work towards a unified goal and just create that sense of joy and take care of others. I think it's important to make sure that you are helping others, because you may be in a situation that you despise, whereas someone in a situation with you really enjoys that, and vice versa. And so there's definitely no need for those Debbie Downers or whatever. And so I think that making a space for how you're feeling towards something, and this topic can be ranging from serious things to I can't bring myself to go to this class because I hate it so much. How do I get through this difficult time? And so I think that making a space for your feelings and just being like, why do you hate going to that class? Or why do you hate working with that coworker of yours? And maybe just making sure that you are not dismissing those feelings, but kind of reshaping them, reforming them into phrases that you can ask yourself, like, how can I help satisfy the need of this person who is super annoying and asks all these dumb questions and is just kind of slow and lacking in things that maybe you feel that your job or your class or whatever it may be, how they need. And so it can be super difficult, but I think acknowledging your emotions and just your feelings is super important to make sure that you're not dismissing yourself as well. And it's valid to be sick of people, it's valid to be annoyed with people, but it's what you do and how you act on them that's important. You can also make sure that you try to maybe find inspiration in whatever it may be. I think that others can really inspire you, and again, that positivity, that inspiration can be contagious in a way where you're trying to find maybe something positive that maybe catches on and other people are looking forward to doing something and so on and so forth. And so I think getting inspired by others is super important, and maybe how you inspire yourself will in turn inspire others. And so I definitely think it's a process. I think that positive attitude can be contagious, and I think that's so good. But also, if it's something that you're facing alone, maybe it's a difficult time where you're not experiencing it with others, is you can still surround yourself with people who are positive, and that'll bring in a lot of influence, even if they're not in your difficult situation or scenario. But even just the act of maybe once you get through it, or maybe you're in the midst of it, you can have that support system of people who are positive, even if you don't tell people like what's going on. Maybe you're going through a difficult time, but you can still be surrounded by that positivity. You don't have to tell people, hey, I'm having a difficult time with X, Y, and Z. I mean, by all means, for sure do that. I think that that's important as well, is to make sure that you do have that system of people that you can trust and you can go to. But if you're not to that point where you can say that, or maybe you feel like you don't need to, if you just like need to get the guts to just go to that class, but how can you surround yourself with positive people while you're doing that, whether that's maybe getting a cup of coffee before that class, or maybe using that as a reward like I talked about earlier, and doing something after, and whatever it may be, just making sure that you are surrounding yourself with those people who will be positive, who will shine a light on something that maybe you don't see, or maybe it's just texting you and asking you how you're doing or whatever it may be. I think that who we surround ourselves can really impact what we do on a daily basis, even if they're not a part of your comings and goings of the day. Is just making sure that you have that backup of that support system is so important. And I think that we see that as well, kind of. Sometimes it takes time to see that, and sometimes you get space with people that you're close to and you can kind of feel that, man, that was a really good relationship that I had, and I realize that now that kind of it's going away. And so making sure that you don't take for granted those relationships that you have, where there's that positivity, there's that happiness all the time. And like I mentioned a lot earlier, there's definitely truth to feelings being contagious, and that is such a powerful thing. It can also be really dangerous. If you're always surrounded by people who are negative, then that really does seep into you and who you are as a person. And so it's so important to make sure that you do have, maybe if you have someone in your life who's a little more negative, that you are still surrounding yourself with people who are positive. Because sometimes we can't control the attitudes of others, but by making sure that we still have that good backup of people who are positive, of people who are kind and uplifting, then that can really help to kind of remedy that as well. And like I said, I've noticed in my life, if I'm surrounded by people who are happy all the time, I'm happier. And so it's super important to take a step back and think about the relationships that you have with people, whether it's classmates, professors, coworkers, bosses, friends, whatever it may be. Think about those relationships, and are they positive? Do they make you feel happy? And if the answer is no, maybe what can you do to change your environment to be more positive and to be just more contagious in a good way rather than a poor way? And so, I don't know, this episode is all over the place. It's just kind of my spewed out thoughts about just really making sure that you have a good community around you. And there are difficult things that come up, whether it's difficult, again, like a group project, it can vary from that all the way to difficult with mental health or whatever it may be. And I think that making sure that you have ways of things that you can look forward to, whether it is that Laffy Taffy in your backpack that you know that you get after you do a hard thing, or whether it's just making sure that you have that positive people around you, positive friends, positive relationships, and making sure that you're able to just have that support system is so important. And I think that a lot of people do take that for granted, and sometimes you don't know that you had it until it's gone, and that's a really sad, sad thing. And so I hope that you guys take a moment to think about your relationships. And I don't think that you should end like friendships or whatever it may be, but I think that it's important to take a step back and think about, like, when I'm going through something that's difficult, who would I turn to or who would I go to? And if you don't have a lot of people who are positive in your life, I suggest that you find people now. Make sure that you don't wait till you need the help, but do it now, and not necessarily preemptively, like you're going to just use that relationship to make sure that you have someone to talk to when you need them, but just making sure that you have the person in your life, because it's good to have good people, and good people can be hard to come by, and especially if you kind of enter a season of really needing people, it can be hard to have yourself kind of go about that and how to bring it up. And so anyway, I hope that you guys are able to kind of reflect on your relationships. I hope that you're able to somehow come up with ways to help yourself as well when you are in those difficult situations, whether it's a class or it's a work meeting or whatever it may be, whatever season of life might come. I just hope that you're able to surround yourself with positive people and that you're able to think more, I don't know, well about situations that you're in. I know that can be super difficult, and believe me, it is, and especially with scenarios that you just definitely don't want to be in. But I hope that we're able to make it through. I hope that we're able to all just have happy lives. And so I hope that you have a great week, and I will catch you next week with a new episode. Bye.